Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. It's no secret that women continue to be underrepresented in careers in science, math, engineering, and technology, fields that are also referred to by the acronym STEM. According to a U.S. Department of Commerce report released last year, women fill close to half of all jobs in the nation's economy, yet they only make up 25% of STEM jobs. So why is this the case? One explanation is something called stereotype threat, which holds that stereotypes like women are bad at math plants the seed of self-doubt, which causes them to underperform. Well, a new study from the University of Missouri is raising questions into that theory. David Geary is a curator's professor in the Department of Psychological Sciences. He joined me in the studio to talk about his research and why the gender gap still might exist.
The hypothesis is that the reason that we see fewer women performing well at the high levels is this general stereotype that math is for guys or girls have trouble with math or some variation of that. And that being reminded of that stereotype makes girls and women self-conscious or not wanting to confirm the stereotype, which in turn kind of interferes with their performance. So my colleague and I, Hisbert Stoat at Leeds University in the UK, were a bit skeptical in the sense that we weren't sure how important this stereotype was in terms of how much of the gap it explained. So we did a number of literature searches looking for all the studies that have cited the original paper and attempted to replicate it. And then when we really got into the research that had been conducted since 1999, we discovered that the evidence really wasn't that solid. And then when we kind of looked at studies that had the best statistical controls and the best experimental designs, we found that 2 out of 3 times, the effect wasn't found.
Well, if not stereotype threat, what could be, accounting for these gender disparities?
Well, it depends a little bit on what you're asking about. If you're asking about why do more men go into science, technology, engineering, math fields, and why do they persist in those fields over the long term, one big factor is just interest. Occupational interests. Those occupational interests, in turn, are related, at least in part, to more basic sex differences in interests in people, in living things, versus interests in essentially gadgets. Women, very bright women who are very competent in mathematics, are more likely than equally bright men to go into medicine or go to vet school rather than go into engineering or computer science. In fact, the ratio is about 6 to 1 because they want to work with people or they want to work with animals rather than working with abstract code or working with machines or just sitting around thinking about things rather than actually engaging with somebody.
But could one make the argument, though, that, gender stereotypes lead, men and women to pursue that particular direction?
A lot of people make that argument, but you have to provide evidence for it. And the evidence we reviewed suggests that, at least in terms of the stereotype threat, is probably not a big factor.
How has this research been received so far?
Pretty well, actually. Better than I had expected, to tell you the truth. I think a lot of people have been wondering about the same issues, whether it really is having as dramatic an effect as a lot of people are claiming it is. But they haven't said anything because they haven't looked at the literature or they don't want to bring it up because, it's not a politically correct thing to bring up, and so they don't want to get hassled about it, which happens sometimes. But, yeah, I've been surprised, and my colleague has been doing interviews in Great Britain as well, and he's had a pretty good reception.
What got you interested in studying stereotype threat theory and this mathematical gender disparity?
Well, I've been studying mathematical cognition for quite a long time and have done kind of as another area of work, sex differences research. And I've done sex differences in mathematics research previously. I just hadn't done any recently. And as I said, I was unsure about how strong this effect was. I had read a fair amount of the literature and was a bit skeptical about the enthusiasm that a lot of people have for this idea. A lot of people believe that this is the explanation and the final word. It's not even a good word, turns out.
And do you think it does a disservice? I mean, in the long run?
Yeah, it's necessarily a disservice. If you're investing time and energy into changing something that is not going to have an effect, then you're losing the opportunity to affect something that will really make a difference. Or if you think the problem has been discovered, you stop. You don't start. You don't look anywhere else. And if what you think is the problem isn't the problem, and you know, you're just ensuring that the gap is going to continue.
What recommendations would you have to decrease this gender disparity?
Well, actually, I think we have a much more serious problem in this country, in particular, maybe in the UK as well. Well, in fact, I know in the UK as well. And that problem is that the pipeline for individuals going into STEM careers, both men and women, is too small. And so by focusing on this gender gap, we're really missing a much bigger and more important issue, and that is we need to increase both the number of men and the number of women that are adequately prepared in mathematics and in the sciences before they graduate from high school. So when they come to college or go to a tech school or whatever, they can take full advantages of the training opportunities to go into these generally pretty high-paid fields. And there's just not enough of either sex.
That's it for Under the Microscope this week. I'm Raymond Tungekar. Thanks for listening. Just a reminder that you can listen to this episode and more on our website, kbia.org.